This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Raj Toledi, CEO and co-founder of HealthGrid, a mobile industry-leading enterprise patient engagement platform that enables providers to engage and activate patients at any point in the care continuum. Mr. Toledi, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Good afternoon, Eric. Thank you for having me on the program.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure to have you and looking forward to hearing all about HealthGrid. So how has the definition of patient engagement changed and how has HealthGrid helped to define and shape it?
It's a good question, Eric. Patient engagement, the definition of patient engagement electronically with their patients for the providers has traditionally been through one aperture or the patient portal. That has traditionally been supplied by the EMR vendors. And then you have other tactical solutions that are tethered to this patient portal, like appointment reminders or a check-in platform or a care management solution to engage patients on the web or through mobile applications. And the definition of patient engagement over the last 15 years has been morphing and has evolved into multiple tactical solutions. And this has created confusion in the marketplace for providers and healthcare organizations to really pick and choose what tactics they need to use, and more importantly, what strategy do they need to develop for patient engagement that can last at least for the next foreseeable 3 to 5 years. So in that context, HealthGrid, when we first started HealthGrid, we kind of looked at the space and we saw, you know, 5-10 different ways that every patient is being electronically touched or activated by the provider. So through an appointment reminder system, which is different, to a portal, which is different, to a check-in system, which is different, we thought, how can we actually, one, make it easy for the providers to provide one consistent experience for the patient? And two, we really wanted to define patient engagement in a way that, Eric, if you have an appointment or if you have a care plan, how about I, as a technology provider or a provider, send you something like a push web notification on your phone so that we are meeting you, Eric, as a patient, where you are, as opposed to put the ownership on you as the patient to come and log into a portal or do some activities that you have to initiate as a patient. So I think that therein lies a fundamental paradigm shift of how we look at patient engagement. So within that paradigm shift, we wanted to have one platform that meets all the needs for our providers. And two, that platform and that technology has to meet the patients where they are, as opposed to expecting the patients to come to the technology. So that would be a quick response to that question, Eric.
And certainly thoroughly explained as well. Thanks for that. Now, what are the 2 to 3 biggest gaps in patient engagement today, and how is HealthGrid helping to solve those issues?
Yes. So the biggest gaps and misnomers, if you will, for patient engagement technology is patient engagement technology is considered as a nice-to-have, an adjacency to a mission-critical technology like an EMR. And patient engagement technology is not always attributed to a good, strong return on investment for the providers. It's almost something that they have to have because the patients need a portal, et cetera. So 2 or 3 gaps would be, you know, ROI, return on investment, and And basically having patient engagement technology be mission critical or in the critical path of the corporate strategy for the provider. So from that standpoint of view, the third and last but not the least is how can patient engagement transition a provider organization from a fee-for-service model to a fee-for-value model? Because at the end of the day, all of the fee-for-value models are about proactive care for the patients. And what that means is the patient is expected to do something proactively. So how good would it be to have some patient engagement technology that would engage the patients to say, hey, you know, I've not had my annual physical this year, or, you know, somebody's not had a mammogram or a colonoscopy. How would it be efficient for that patient to make sure that that gap in care is reminded, they're scheduled, they come in, they close out their appointment, their care gap through an efficient, unified patient engagement technology? I think that to me is very key. And then the regulatory compliance, like whether it's meaningful use for or macro MIPS for patient engagement measures, they're getting tougher to achieve for providers. So the technology platforms really need to address that by making deployment and adoption and adaption of the technology 10 times easier than a portal. So those are probably the top two or three gaps that I would cite.
If you would, Raj, explain how Health Grid is changing physician and patient interaction. Get into some of those details, if you would.
Sure, yeah. I mean, you know, the stories that we can tell you, real life stories, you know, we have a number of customers, you know, including Miami Children's, you know, pediatric settings, etc. So traditionally, physicians and patient interaction is when you actually come to the practice or the hospital, you're interacting with the physician during that 15, 20 minutes or the 2-3 days in the hospital. And then post that, you know, to actually communicate to your physician is very, very minimal, like including technologies like secure messaging where you're trying to ask, or even telehealth. Are very, very embryonic, and the adoption is in low single digits. So we think, or we've shown, like the way that we actually, when we push the experience to the patient on behalf of the provider, we get 60, 70, 80% engagement rate. And what does that translate into? One example I would give you is a child was in surgery. One of the parents was, remote, in an oil rig or somewhere, very far away, but they have to get an electronic consent from that parent. So instead of actually faxing the information to the parent and actually having them review it and sign it, that provider organization was able to just push a text message to the parent's phone with the link in the text message, where the parent could actually just simply authenticate and pull up the paperwork and sign the document right on the phone, and then send it back to the healthcare organization so that the child could be taken care of immediately. A number of other examples of like, you know, when you're checking in to your appointment for your annual physical, the traditional way is you get a paper clipboard or you're answering questions that the physician's assistant or the provider is asking you, that they key into the electronic medical record. A lot of those tasks can be offloaded to you as the patient as you try to access that care appointment by on your phone, like filling out assessments or whatever it is before you go into the practice, so that now your visit is much more effective because the providers and the physicians are well prepared with what your self-reported input is. We've improved 10% medication adherence. We've actually 40% more clinical care gap closures through this type of interaction. And more importantly, getting the patient educated around all of their care plans and their care gaps through this type of technology are driving more meaningful conversations between the patient and the physician.
Today we are speaking with Mr. Raj Talledi, the CEO and co-founder of HealthGrid, a mobile industry-leading enterprise patient engagement platform that enables providers to engage and activate patients at any point in the care continuum here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. So continuing on, Mr. Talledi, what impact do HealthGrid solutions have on a patient-centric approach to healthcare?
So the impact for patient-centric approach to healthcare is very, very measurable in our opinion. If the measures that can translate into significant return on investment, and they could be like, you know, if the patient is in the center of the care plan management, then you would see that the patient is adhering to their appointments better. They're able to actually have less care gaps, whether it is preventative screenings, labs, medications. They're able to actually, we can see that they're able to do that 30-40% better. You're able to see that 50% better adherence to their appointments. And then you can also see that the patients are willing to pay their copays or outstanding balance 20-30% more because it's convenient for them. You make it easy from a check-in perspective to access care. So you have less inertia, less paperwork, more satisfaction when you access care. And then when you leave the care setting, instead of inundating the patient through a ream of paper for their discharge instructions or their care plans, from a patient-centric approach, send them electronic information just in time, through their modality of choice, whether it is email or mobile or phone or whatever it is, send them their care plans, their care instructions. So now you have, instead of 5% or less of the patients reviewing their care plan, you got 50, 60, 70% of their patients actually reviewing and valuing that care plan. And where this, what all this translates into is a better outcome. Again, all of us today live in an on-demand economy. So what I mean by that, whether it's Uber, or even Amazon, when you actually order something, you expect as a consumer that you need to be able to get that service when you want to get it. And two is you should be able to track, something that you ordered, whether it is you going into an emergency department and waiting to get a room, you need to know when that room's going to be available. So if you're able to send those messages to the patient's phone in an automated manner by capturing all the information from the back-end system, whether for you to track your care or for you to basically access care on a timely manner, I think this type of patient engagement where you can meet the patients where they are, and by taking and aggregating all of the data from the back-end systems and raising the right events on the patient's phone or the family member's phone just through a text message, and as long as that phone has a browser, the patient and the family members are able to get activated. I think that patient-centric approach through this meeting patients where they are through this technology, I think will have a fundamental shift in the way that we think.
And lastly, what impact will effective management of population health have on healthcare?
So, my background, Eric, has been, working with various different industries, and in my previous business, that was acquired by National Cash Register, I had the opportunity to work on various consumer self-service technologies like airline check-in and various other consumer self-service technologies. And if you translate a lot of those best practices, whether it's in banking or travel or retail, to healthcare, effective management of population health translates this into two very specific topics, I would say. One is understanding your population, meaning that you're going into the data of the patients and then you're stratifying the patients and saying, okay, who has high risk, who do I need to engage more, and actually creating, you know, a list so that you as the provider or the hospital or the healthcare organization or the payer can basically then start engaging those patients. And the other side of the coin, the second aspect of it, is basically how, now that you know who you need to engage, how do you engage them? So I think an effective way to engage patients, and if you're able to engage them 50 to 70% in an automated electronic way as opposed to in a manual way, like all our other industries, whether it's retail, banking, we all, if you take a page from any one of those industries where automation actually has yielded more satisfaction, better customer, you know, engagement. In healthcare, if you're able to translate those type of experiences into healthcare, you're going to have a much better outcome from a health perspective. So I think electronic engagement of patients has significantly more return for the society than in any other industry. So I think, you know, I'm personally, you know, been in this patient-facing technology business for almost 20 years, and, you know, have a lot of passion to it. And I sincerely believe that in the next 4 or 5 years, we're going to see a fundamental shift of how patients are going to be engaged and how patients expect to be engaged electronically by their providers.
Well, Mr. Toletti, we certainly have appreciated your time and sharing HealthGrid and the impact you're having through HealthGrid. Certainly do appreciate all the information and advice and insight shared per your expertise. Where can listeners get all the details on HealthGrid?
Eric, thank you for actually having me on the show. I really enjoyed talking with you, and the questions are very, very relevant. You know, our website is www.healthgrid.com, and you know, the listeners can actually go to our website, contact us, and we would be more than happy to engage them in any conversation, no pun intended.
In that case, I like it. Well, Mr. Toletti, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Again, continued success, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, sir.
Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Raj Toletti, the CEO and co-founder of HealthGrid, a mobile industry leading enterprise patient engagement platform that enables providers to engage and activate patients at any point in the care continuum. And for all the details, visit healthgrid.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.